Good morning.
You do something a little different than I have done in the past. I'm going to start by reading Numbers chapter 3. Fumbling with my fingers here. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just going to read the whole chapter. It says, These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests, which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, and they offered strange fire to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation in the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers, by their families, every male from a month old and upward shall thou number them. Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershom, and Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, and Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershon was the family of Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. And the families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph, the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle in the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and the cords of it all, and the service thereof. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the family of the Kohathites. And the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. And the families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. and the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary whereby they minister, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be the chief over the chief of the Levites, and have oversight of them that keep the sanctuary. And of Merari was the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These are the family of the Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof unto and all that serve thereunto. And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary, for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All that numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. I guess I'm going to stop there. So sometimes I am quite astonished at my own ignorance of the Bible. And I recently was made aware of a prophecy in the Bible that is found in these verses. And I wanted to share that with you. Maybe, I'm guessing some of you already know it. I don't know how many. I've been in Christian circles and reading the Word for a long time, and nobody's ever told me. I never discovered it on my own. And it speaks to God's faithfulness. It speaks to God's character. And it speaks to his plan of redemption. So I wanted to share this with you. I'm going to do this on the board here. I'm not very good with drawing and dimensions, but I'm going to try. So it says that Moses and Aaron and all the families of Levites, all the males numbered 22,000 people. So I'm just going to say there was an equal number of women. It's likely there were more. Some of them married more than one wife. Who knows? So let's say it was 40,000 people, 44,000. And I'm just going to draw a square here to represent that camp. The tabernacle is just a tiny thing in the middle. You have all their tents. 40,000 people. That covers a pretty big area. You have all their tents, all their gear, their fire pits, their kitchens, everything they need to survive. 40,000 people. So now I'm going to go to Numbers chapter 2. It says, and the Lord spoke to Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side, toward the rising of the sun, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Aminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah, and his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 314,600. 74,000 people. And those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be the captain of the children of Issachar. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. And then the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 57,400. And all that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and and 6,000 and 400. 186,400. So the camp of Judah included Issachar and Zebulun, all their families. 186,400. So they're camped to the east side. So I'm going to turn the compass 180 degrees from what we're used to, just for convenience. But they stayed east of the tabernacle. This is 40,000. I don't know if I have the dimension exactly right, but say 186. I don't know. Something like this, right? Large mass of people, all their tents, all their camps, all their gear, all their animals, everything. I don't know how big a piece of land this took, but it's a lot of people, a lot of tents. So that would be Camp of Judah. Now on the south side should be the standard of the Camp of Reuben, according to their armies. The captain and the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar and Shedar and his host, and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those that pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. The captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shulamiel, the son of Zerushadai. And his host and all that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Eliasaph, the son of Reuel, and his host, and those that were numbered with them were 45,650. And all that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050. 100,000 and 50 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank. So on the south side of the camp, you have 151,400. It's actually probably more like 300,000 because you included, that's just the males. But, that's a third less than this one. So, something like that. They stay directly on the east side. I think you're starting to see the picture here. So all that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 151,450 throughout their armies. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp as they encamp. So they shall set forward every man in his place by their standards. And on the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim according to their armies. The captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Ammihud, and his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 40,500, and by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. The captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, and his host that were numbered with them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the sons of Benjamin, shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. And all that were numbered in the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward in the third rank. So, to the west, opposite Judah, you have 108,000. This is 186. Not sure where that gets us. Let's say something like that. Probably a little shorter than that, actually, but we'll go with that. So, and then there was the tribe of Reuben, Simeon, Gad. I won't go through reading it all. But their total was 157,000 on the north side. So this was 151,400. Down here you had 157,000. Pretty close. So from God's eye view, looking down at the camp that God laid out, he's looking at the cross. I just found that very encouraging. I find that to be a prophecy. And I think about it, you know, as they pitch that way, Judah always marched first. Judah's always looking toward, the whole camp was facing east, toward the sun, the rising of the sun. I find that significant. And you know, God's people marched through all the heathen lands for 40 years, the symbol of the cross. And when they got to the promised land, the cross was disbanded. They all went their separate ways. I think that, you know, we didn't, the death of Christ was needed. It was God's plan all along. It's pretty obvious. But the camp broke up when they entered the promised land. We don't, cross is no longer on the, Christ is not on the cross. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a slain God. We serve a resurrected God. And I just think there's a, I think it paints a picture of all that. I don't know how many of you already knew that. I don't know. Nobody ever told it to me before. So I hope there's something new there for some of you. I just find it encouraging. Speaks to God's character. Speaks to, his plan. And I just wanted to share it with you all. I hope it was worth something. I found it to be pretty profound. I was astonished by it. So.